Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Students from Jefferson Intermediate School that won awards in the Three Rivers Reading Council Writing Challenge join us on today's program to read the works they submitted for the contest.
Hi, I'm Darla Drawbeck.
Hi, my name is Kala. I am a wood elf. In Elven, my name means light. My father is the leader of our village. His name is Now, but I just call him Dad. We are a peaceful little village. We hardly ever cause trouble, and if we do, it is usually with the dwarves. The dwarves are clumsy little oafs that are only good at building weapons and armor, but they only come close to elven work. Okay, we should get back on track. Every year, our village has a hunting competition, and whichever team wins gets laurels and a brand new bow and arrow set complete with target. I've always wanted to win it, but I haven't been able to compete because you must be 13 to compete. I just turned 13 last week, so I get to compete. The competition is this afternoon, but I still need to find my bow and arrow set. Later. I finally found my set. Oh no, I'm going to be late for the competition. I must hurry. As I ran, I stumbled on a tripwire and fell into a net which sprang up around me. It's fine, I thought. I have a hunting knife. I can just cut out. I got out my hunting knife and chopped at the ropes, but they wouldn't cut. I quickly figured out that it was right samor or dwarf metal, which was particularly strong. I was, of course, miffed, but I knew if the dwarfs came around to check their traps, they would have another thought coming to them. After a few hours of sitting in the net, reading The Hunter's Guide to Things, I started to hear faint footsteps in the distance that sounded like thud, thud. I saw a burly-looking dwarf appear over the hill. He looked quite strong. Behind him trailed three large, snarling wolves. He walked up to me and said, in a gravelly voice, "What do we have here? A little elf girlie going to the hunt?" I said nothing, so he went on and said, "Well, I have just the place for you." So he promptly hit me on the head, knocking me out.
I'm Alarils. I wish I was a unicorn. I wish I was a unicorn galloping through the clouds, my multicolored mane flowing in the wind. With a flick of my tail, swish, the fly is gone. Gone forever, as I gallop through the clouds, my multicolored mane flowing in the wind. A gust of wind sweeps by. I grow wings. Now I'm not a unicorn, I'm an alicorn. As I gallop through the clouds, my multicolored mane flowing in the wind. I jump and find myself flying in the sky. The clouds darken, and I land. As I gallop through the clouds, my multicolored mane flowing in the wind. The rain falls hard on my back, in giant waves. My wings are limp. I must run home. As I gallop through the clouds, my multicolored mane flowing in the wind. I see a flicker of light, a rainbow. Hope has come at last. As I gallop through the clouds, my multicolored mane flowing in the wind. I am home, safe yet free as a bird. Good night, rainbow. See you in the morning. As I snore in the clouds, my multicolored mane resting on my bed.
I'm Aaron Mathis.
Perfect paddleboarding paradise. The water felt bitter cold on my fingertips. I held firmly to the paddle. The band that connected me to the paddleboard felt raspy on my ankle. I put one foot out toward the paddleboard, hoping I wouldn't slip. A few minutes before, "Dad, can I please go paddleboarding? This is almost a once-in-a-lifetime chance," I whined, and it was our concluding day of our too-short summer vacation. We and Sally McSolaire, our camper, camping out at Honey Creek Resort, Lake Rathbun. "Let her go. It is a once-in-a-lifetime chance," Mom piped in. "Okay, we can go. Do I have to be on the lake with you?" Dad finally agreed. "Nope, I can do it," I said, but I wasn't so sure of myself. It was called stand-up paddleboarding for a reason. You have stand-up and paddle. It takes balance, and I'm not so good at that. I grabbed the water bottle that I put in the freezer to get really frigid at one point. Then I realized it was colder than diapers. "I think the freezer worked too well," I said. I got my swimsuit on and ran out the bathroom door. "Let's go, let's go." Dad opened the door, and we left for the truck. A two-minute drive was all it was, but it felt like hours. We finally arrived. "Dad, I don't see the lake." I was confused. I could hear the gurgling whisper of Lake Rathbun, but no water, just a long path. "Looks like we will have to walk from here," he replied. The sidewalk was an escalator on backwards. It took forever. We walked and walked till we found the steps. Then we walked down the steps and got to the dock. I grabbed my life vest and said, "I'm ready." I sat and went to find a board. I saw one. It was pearly white with ash gray swirls. "That one, Dad. It's dazzling," I said. We walked over and Dad strapped a coarse charcoal strap to me. It connected me to the paddleboard. I dipped my fingertips in the water. This early, the water was crisp and refreshing on my fingertips. I held firmly to the paddle. "So, what do I do if I fall?" "Jump back on," Dad exclaimed. "I won't try it." I put one foot out toward the paddleboard, hoping I wouldn't slip. One hand out, then the other. I crawled onto the paddleboard. I got on my knees.
I paddled out of the dock. Left, right, left, right. I was getting the hang of it. Left, right, out into the middle of the area. The lake was in warm navy blue, rippling in the fuchsia morning sunrise. The trees on the shore were impeccable lush green. I sighed at the beautiful sight. Then I decided to stand up. I very slowly crept up to my feet. I shook so hard I thought I would fall, but I didn't. I paddled around a little. Some girl asked me if I'd fallen off yet. She was on a paddleboard too, about my age. I said, no. I've fallen like 3 times now. You must have good balance, she replied with a smile. I responded with a thanks and paddled away. I got back down on my knees and paddled out to the middle of the area. Swish, swish. The water made tiny whirlpools around my paddle. If you've pulled a paddle or even a stick through water, you know what I mean. I sat down, my legs in the serene sapphire water, and paddled around a bit more. I would have taken a nap, but I didn't think that'd be a good idea. I got close to the dock, my dad waiting. Ready? I'm ready. We have to get the camper out of the campsite by noon, my dad said as I pulled in with my paddleboard. I'm ready, I said. I could have been out there all morning if not for a short time frame. I grabbed my water bottle, still mostly frozen. It tasted fresh and moist. I went back to base to help clean the camper. You know, I thought with a big grin, I'd like to go paddleboarding again. Though the chances are slim, I hope I will be able to relieve my paddleboarding paradise.
You can find Pella Christian Student Readers archived at our website, kniakrls.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.